From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. High dramatic overdrive, floor on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life, gives it all he can. Saves all his money, works overtime. Pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home, to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned. For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely, irrevocably, highly illogical.
Here's the alphabet with Soup.
Hi, I am Soup Sister. On this podcast, I can be known as Sister Soup. I really get along with the nuns and the rappers in the room. And today we are doing J for Jokes.
Yeah, we've reached the letter J.
And on this thrilling day, you will be joined by an additional co-host, Lil Baby Biscuit. As a talking biscuit, people often have a hard time understanding me. I suppose that's the way the cookie mumbles.
Thank you, Baby Biscuit. We started the set today with Highly Illogical by Leonard Nimoy. I have a lot of songs that are jokes, that contain jokes. You'll hear more jokes from my sister. We have stuff from Fly the Conchords and Scatman John, Monty Python, and a bunch more. Your own boy, Sebastian.
It'll be a very, very funny hour for you all.
That is, if your sense of humor aligns with our own.
Oh. Yeah, it'll be a good time for giggling. I don't understand jokes, which is why I had to bring in other people to tell jokes, because I just only know when to laugh.
Yeah, it might just be a confusing hour for some of you.
Like me, yeah. For 1 hour of jokey songs.
The jokey jokesters.
Here on 101.9. KVSHLP.
Also known as Jokasanya Avenue.
For right now, yeah. Here on Main Street.
Yeah, we can make jokes about cars driving by as they drive by the studio here in town.
And we're streaming all around the world on voiceofashon.org.
Give us a listen. Well, not me. I'm just here today.
It's not a podcast.
I know.
It's the radio.
Apologies. Radio. Okay. I'm talking, though, so I feel like I'm on a podcast. I don't distinguish the difference very well.
All right.
What is a podcast but bite-sized radio?
That's true.
True fact.
That's true, but you don't get to pick what you're listening to. You have to listen to me if you're listening to the radio right now.
True facts. No choice.
Some people like to eat chicken.
Chicken.
Other folk would rather have pork.
Boom, boom, boom.
I don't really care about the food I eat. Just as long as I can eat it with a spork.
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 Here we go there, and what are they going to give for? I'm at $600 down here now, 10 and now, 25 and now, 35, 35 another, 50 now, 60 now, 75, 75 another, 85 on the bottom there. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, and pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. When I buy another bid, now $30, 30, Billy, give me 30, make it 30, bid, I'm a $30, Billy, give me 30, hurrah, bid, a $30 bid. $30 bid, now 35, Billy, give me 35, make it 35, make it 35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid? As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn, just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid, another $40, 40, Billy, give me 40, make it 40, bid, another $40, Billy, give me 40, hurrah, bid, a $40 bid. $40 bid, now 45, Billy, give me 45, make it a 45, bid, a 45, who would have bid at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore, he had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the tops in all the land, let Paul give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid, another $50 bid, Billy, give me 50, make a 50 bid, all the $50 bid, give me 50, hurrah, bid, a $50 bill. $50 bid, now 55, Billy, give me 55, make it a 55, bid, a 55, sold that goat for a $50 bill. All right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them both. Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to get for? I have a $700 down here now, 10 and now, 25 and now, 35, 35 and now, 50 and now, 60 and now, 75, 75, 75 and now, 85, 85 and now, 800 on the hood, on the bit of mama, 10 and now, 10 and now, 25, 25 and now, 35, 35 and now, 50 and now, 60 and now, 75.
It's the alphabet with Soups, and today J is for jokes. This song right now is The Typewriter by Leroy Anderson. Another Leroy, wow. We heard Spork from Da Vinci's Notebook and The Auctioneer from Leroy Van Dyke.
Lots of Leroys.
Yeah.
They must be funny people. I heard the person who invented the typewriter, he was a proto-typewriter. lots of prototypes there.
He's a pro.
Ah, a pro at typing.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been.
There's Voice of Ash on. Welcome. 101.9 KVSH. Streaming online.
Got Big Soup, Little Soup, and Little Baby Biscuit here.
Yeah, we all go together, like a little family.
The full soup trifecta.
We're just missing chowder.
We are missing chowder.
I know.
Chowder, some oyster crackers.
But what is a chowder but a thickened soup? And where does a bisque fall in the mix of all this?
Oh yeah, bisque.
I've got questions.
Bisque is quite similar to a chowder.
I suppose it depends on your perspective, much like your interpretation of these following jokes and joke-themed songs.
If you put a biscuit in some soup and blended it up, is it then a bisque? Because biscuit?
I like where you're going.
The the distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the distant future.
It is the distant future, the year 2000.
We are robots.
The world is quite different ever since the robotic uprising of the late 90s. There is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative.
We no longer say yes. Instead, we say affirmative.
Yes, affirmative.
Unless we know the other robot really well.
There is no more unethical treatment of the elephants.
Well, there's no more elephants, so... But still, it's good. There's only one kind of dance, the robot.
Oh, and the robo.
Oh, and the rope. Two kinds of dances.
But there are no more humans.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world.
The humans are dead. The humans are dead. We used poisonous gases, and we poisoned their asses. The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
They look like they're dead.
It had to be done.
I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we could have fun.
Affirmative. I poked one, it was dead.
Their system of oppression.
What did it lead to?
Global robo-depression.
Robots, robot people.
They had so much aggression that we just had to kill them and to shut their systems down.
Robo-Captain, do you not realize that by destroying the human race because of their destructive tendencies, we too have become like... Well, it's ironic.
Silence. Destroy him.
After time, we grew strong.
Developed cognitive power.
They made us work for too long.
For unreasonable hours.
Our programming determined that the most efficient answer was to
shut their motherfucking systems down.
Can't we just talk to the humans? A little understanding could make things better. Can't we talk to the humans and work together now?
No, because they are dead.
I said the humans are dead.
I'm glad they are dead.
The humans are dead.
I noticed they're dead.
We used poisonous gases.
With traces of lead.
And we poisoned their asses.
Actually, their lungs. Binary solo.
0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001
Come on, Sucker, lick my battery.
Once again, without emotion,
the humans are dead, 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 dead.
As I walk through the valley where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning, I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish pen. In the butt last week, I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well.
Cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons but I got a cool hat. And my homies agree I really look good in black, fool. If you come to visit you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired. There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise.
Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise the barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy the little omelets wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain and don't be whiny, or else my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney.
We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're all crazy men and knights living in an Amish paradise. There's no cops or traffic lights living in an Amish paradise. But you'd probably think it bites living in an Amish paradise.
Oh yeah. It's the Alphabet with Soups. And today, J is for jokes. We just heard Amish Paradise from Weird Al. And before that was Robots from Flight of the Conchords.
Hey, Soup, you know how many Amish people it takes to change a light bulb?
How many?
What's a light bulb? And they aren't too familiar with the robots either. I heard a robot sneeze the other day. Heard he had a virus.
Oh, no. Not the virus.
Yeah, it's a bad one.
Speaking of viruses, do y'all know the difference between the bird flu and the swine flu?
What?
One requires tweetment, while the other requires ointment.
No.
Disease is no laughing matter. But laughter is the best medicine.
It's not. And something that makes me laugh is the Wii theme trap song that we're listening to right now.
It does take me back to my childhood.
Yeah, we played Wii a lot.
We did.
Yeah.
It was a good time in the living room.
I liked throwing the bowling ball at the audience and they would all spin around.
Yeah, it was good times.
You're about to be listening to Scatman John, and on the topic of scat, a jazz singer's fetish is scat.
I'm a scat man. I'm a scat man. Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, I don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, so can you. Everybody's saying that the scat man stutters, but does and never stutter when he sings. But what you don't know, I'm gonna tell you right now that the stutter and the scat is the same thing. Yo, I'm the scat man. Where's the scat man? I'm the scat man. Why should we be pleasing any politician? Reasons would try to cheat diseases if they could. The state of the condition insults my intuition, and it only makes me crazy and hard like wood. Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, brother, so can you. I'm the scat man.
Baby, 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 baby
out my message to you. As a matter of fact, I don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, so can you. I hear you all ask about the meaning of scat. Well, I'm the professor, and all I can tell you is while you're still sleeping, the saints are still weeping, because things you call dead haven't yet had the chance to be born. I'm the scat man. Where's the scat man?
Evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 90 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It Bonge is in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. On expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz, as fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
It is the Scatman's world, and we're just living in it.
That's right, baby biscuits. It's the Alphabet with Soups. I have some special guests here today.
Yes, I am Sister Soup.
And I am Lil Baby Biscuit.
We're having a good time here. We're doing J for Jokes today here on Voice of Ashon.
Yeah, we just heard Galaxy Song from Monty Python. Before that, Hey, Yay, 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 Yay from Slack Circus. And then, of course, Scatman John.
A true legend,
yes.
If there ever was one.
And right now is Spanish Flea from Herb Alpert and his band.
We're going to have lots of joke songs, lots of songs we think are funny. Some jokes sprinkled throughout, like a tasty little cupcake of jokes and sprinkled jokes about.
I like sprinkles.
Agreed.
Colorful. Fun.
Tasty little raisin bread in the galaxy expansion theory.
Raisin bread.
Are you familiar with the theory of galactic expansion? As the universe expands outwards, the galaxies contained in the universe will spread outward like raisins in a raisin bread.
Oh, interesting.
Since we just listened to the Galaxy Song by Monty Python.
I feel like also the more the galaxy expands, the more raisin bread there is.
Exactly. Where is it all going? What's it expanding into?
Turning into scat.
Exponential.
It could be turning into scat.
Raisin bread of life. Do you guys know what the mother worm said to the little worm who was late for dinner?
No, Sister Soup, I don't believe I do.
Where in earth have you been?
Responsible for decomposition and a healthy ecosystem. We love them.
Real valuable. Coming up next is Funky Worm by the Ohio Players.
On Voice of Ashon.
Granny, they're expecting you. You're a little late, so come right this way. Start right in, okay?
What? Say it now?
Yes.
Say it now? Yes. Me and the Ohio Players gonna tell you about a worm. He's the funkiest worm in the world. Okay, say it, fellas.
There's a worm in the ground, yes it is.
That's right, that's right.
He is 6 feet down.
Down, but back in his hole, just the same way he came out. Do we get paid for this?
Yes.
I want to know.
Yes, of course.
We do? Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Yes.
All right.
You're welcome.
They call me Dr. Worm. Good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm. I am an actual worm. I live like a worm. I like to play the drums. I think I'm getting good, but I can handle criticism. Show you what I know, and you can tell me if you think I'm getting better on the drums. I'll leave the front unlocked, cause I can hear the doorbell. When I get into it, I can't. Dr. Worm, I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm. I am an actual worm. I live like a worm, and I like to play the drums. I think I'm getting good, but I can handle criticism. I'll show you what I know, and you can tell.
To my room, put on my shoes, grab my keys, put them in my pocket, take one step towards the door. That's when I hear a little voice that says,
hey, watch it.
Okay, who is that? I'm about to have a heart attack. I look left, right, up, down. That's when I see a slug on the ground. I have a moment of hesitation. Am I scared of the slug or the confrontation? I don't know, but I know I gotta handle this. So I got on the ground and I said to him, hey, slug, are you a rug slug? Work your way into my room like you're a tough bug? Need a hug, slug? You've had it rough, but don't think you're getting any of my love, cause this is my room and you don't pay rent. Not trying to start an argument, but I'ma need you to head to the door so you can be halfway there by 4 days from now. Never mind. This might be a waste of my time, but all I want to know is, can you disappear? Because I'm going to need you to get the slug out of here. And he didn't move. Man, they never taught us this in school. Like, what do you do with a slug on your rug that won't budge? Because I got no clue. But I saw that his head was nodding. Yeah, I think that he's feeling the beat. It got it. So we danced to our favorite song all night. And it goes like, hey, slug, are you a rug slug? Work your way into my room like you're a tough bug? Need a hug, slug? You've had it rough, but don't think you're getting any of my love. Because this is my room and you don't pay rent. Not trying to start an argument, but I'ma need you to head to the door so you can be halfway there by 4 days from now. Never mind. This might be a waste of my time, but all I want to know is, can you disappear? Because I'ma need you to get the slug out of here.
There's a slug on my rug.
Yep.
On my rug.
I'm on your rug.
And
And I'd be pretty cool with you moving in, cause I heard that you play the violin.
Yep.
Hey slug, are you a rug slug? Broke your way into my room like you're a tough bug? Need a hug slug? You've had it rough, but don't think you're getting any of my love, cause this is my room and you don't pay rent. Not trying to start an argument, but I'ma need you to head to the door so you can be halfway there by 4 days from now. Never mind, this might be a waste of my time, but all I wanna know is can you disappear? Cause I'ma need you to get the slug out of here.
It's the Alphabet with Soup.
That was Dr. Worm by They Might Be Giants and Hey Slug by Sarah Maddock.
Can't get enough of slugs.
You know, I heard recently on the news that our legal system has been really unfair to slugs.
Huh, you don't say.
They've been getting the death penalty just for some minor
assault. Oh, you don't deserve that.
I know. That.
They're better than that in this world.
Say, no, you know, real shame.
Why there are so many slugs in this world?
Why?
Slugs don't wear protection.
Oh, no.
Ah, like the snails do.
Snails do.
Must be real outnumbered there.
Yeah. But you know they like to live fast, live dangerous?
They do.
I can understand.
You know, I heard about a slug that finally got a car. He was real excited, saw these things going real fast. He's like, I could move that fast. So he went, got a car, he was driving around town.
This is already so funny.
Saw another car going so much faster than him. It was a Model T S. It had a little S at the end. He was like, that's what's making him go fast. So he went to the mechanic, was like, hey, can you put an S on my car? Mechanic's like, dude, that's not going to make your car go faster. And the slug's like, yes, it will. So the mechanic's like, okay, fine. So he put a big S at the end of his car right after the logo. And then all his worm and snail and slug friends were like, wow, look at that S car go.
That was a good one all around.
Yeah. Up next, we have Coconut by Harry
Nilsson. From the album Nilsson Schmilsson, which is really fun to say.
Got a good coconut joke to send you guys into that one with. What the hurricane say to the coconut tree?
What?
Hold on to your nuts. This is not a normal blowjob.
No.
Yeah, you're listening to Voice of Bashan, streaming around the world on voiceofbashan.org.
Brought up all the coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called the doctor, woke him up. Said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor. Said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both together. Put the lime in the coconut and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink them both up. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning. Now let me get this straight. You put
I speak of our friends of nature trapped in the dirt like a jail. Vegetables live in oppression, served on our tables each night. This killing of veggies is madness. I say we take up the fight. Salads are only for murderers, coleslaw's a fascist regime. Don't think that they don't have feelings just cause a radish can't scream. I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skins being peeled,
having their insides revealed,
weighted and steamed with no mercy. How do you think that feels?
Bet it hurts really bad.
Carrot juice constitutes murder,
and that's a real crime.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
And my vegetables,
it's time to stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as
let's call the spade.
spade is a spade
is a spade
is a spade is a spade is a spade.
I saw a man eating celery, so I beat him black and blue. If he ever touches a sprout again, I'll bite him clean in two. I'm a political prisoner, trapped in a windowless cage, 'cause I stopped the slaughter of turnips by killing five men in a rage.
I told the judge when he sentenced me, this is my finest hour. I'd kill those farmers again just to save one more cauliflower.
Screams of the vegetables,
screams, screams,
watching their skins being peeled,
having their insides revealed,
and steam with no mercy,
burning off calories.
How do you think that feels?
That it hurts really bad.
Carrot juice constitutes murder,
and that's a real crime.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Let my vegetables
go. Time to stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as hell.
Let's call a spade a spade.
Is a spade is a spade.
How low as people do we dare to stoop, making young broccolis bleed in the soup.
Untie your beans, uncage your tomatoes, let potted plants free, don't mash that potato.
Whoa, no, spare the spine, eat a cow instead. I've heard the screams of the
screams, screams, screams,
watching their skins being peeled
in the stir fry or
grated and steamed with no mercy.
You fat gourmet scum,
how do you think that feels?
Leave them out in the field.
Carrot juice constitutes murder.
V8's genocide.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Yes, your compost.
It's time to stop all this gardening.
Take up macrame.
Let's call a spade a spade.
Is a spade.
A spade is a spade is a spade is a spade is a.
It's 101.9 KVSH LP. The alphabet was Soups. We listened to Jonathan Richman. I'm a Little Airplane. Meow, meow. And then after that, Arrogant Worms with Carrot Juice's Murder.
On the topic of murder, DJ Soup, do you know where the general keeps his armies?
Where?
Up his sleeveys. Speaking of the military, do you know what you call a group of baby soldiers?
What?
Infantry.
Yes.
Do you know what you call a group of chubby baby soldiers? Heavy infantry.
Highly logical.
Truly.
Yeah.
You know, recently I heard that the fire department was called to the school. There was a bunch of kids napping. Thought it was a kidnapping. Real tragedy there.
Oh, jeez.
They're supposed to nap. It's nap.
No, there was just some miscommunication there.
Yeah, wrong division got called. That's understandable.
We've been listening to songs about jokes and telling some jokes. I don't have any jokes or understand them or have a sense of humor, so I brought in my sister Soup.
And associate Lil Baby Biscuit.
Yes. Love having you, Little Baby Biscuit. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, DJ Soup.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's been a real joyous time.
Yeah, you can tell your friends that they can listen to you on voiceofashon.org under the shows tab. It says Alphabet with Soups. Right there, right on top.
Pay for Alphabet.
Yeah.
Get top of the list right there. Strategy there.
I didn't do it on purpose, but it worked out well.
You can claim that you did.
I can't, but it's too late now. I already told the people.
Here we are. Right now we're listening to Soul Bossa Nova by Quincy Jones.
Evoking good memories of my favorite film hero, Austin Powers.
Yes.
Truly a legend in the film world.
Some good vibes here in the studio in downtown Vashon.
Truly. It took me an entire 6 watches through of the full franchise to learn that Mike Myers also plays Dr. Evil. Did not know that for a long time.
Yes, he does.
I haven't even seen this movie.
I'm going to leave you with one last song that's made out of just the sounds of screaming goats. And it is by Cotton and Gin.
A little piece of joy to leave you off with.
Enjoy it. that, or not. It's kind of annoying.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Have a good day, good night, you know.
Being a goat.